Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dave Leventhal joining us this morning, editor-at-large with the Center for Public Integrity. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Susan, good morning to you.
Well, before we get into what we might actually learn today from these hearings, I've got to ask, why do so many people listen on a president's phone call? Is it routine with every call that he makes or receives?
So presidents, if you look over the modern history of the presidency, there are typically going to be several people, even numerous people, who are going to be privy to a phone call. Now, it may be different depending on who the president is talking to leader, official to official. But on big calls like that, typically there are going to be different aides, military aides potentially, depending again on the person who are going to be on the call. But we do see with Donald Trump that some of his phone calls with world leaders are definitely going to be heard by other people or even overheard. Another thing about Donald Trump, too, is he doesn't sit down necessarily at a desk on a landline, on a hard line, taking a phone call, as you might, you know, remember from certain presidential movies or from Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton or whatnot. He'll be talking on a cell phone and just kind of ad hoc winging it, and it's a very Donald Trumpian style. I mean, this is a president who will sit in bed and tweet stuff and, you know, live tweet hearings, impeachment or otherwise. So Donald Trump has a very different approach and a very different style to communication in general. So it shouldn't be surprising, Susan, that he also has a different approach to phone calls with other world leaders.
It's kind of, I think, amazing for a lot of people to hear that there are so many people listening in, yet the phone call itself wasn't recorded. As I speak, my iPhone's listening to everything I say and probably recording it too. So, I mean, it's kind of strange for people to think that there's so many people who know what happened, yet we can't hear the actual phone call itself.
All right. If you're looking for rhyme or reason, you may just not get it, because Donald Trump, again, has just been somebody who's taken just a very, very unconventional, unorthodox approach to the way he communicates. He was somebody who used to talk on an unsecured cell phone, despite the fact that he was a presidential candidate and even president of the United States. So as a result of that, he has lots of people listening in, but the call is not recorded. It's just kind of the way he does it, and nobody's going to be able to tell him differently except if he changes his mind.
Are Democrats running up against possible fatigue, that they've got to make their case quickly or they'll lose part of the country on this?
They don't really seem to be in any rush, and we're going to have, I think, in general, a very deliberate process. There are a number of witnesses at the Democrats through the committee impeachment inquiry process that they're going to call, and we're going to have four today. So it's not just going to be one person on the hot seat, but we're going to have four different people, including Mike Pence aide Jennifer Williams and Lieutenant Colonel and Alexander Vindman. And then we have two sessions in the afternoon, including former diplomat Kurt Volker, which could be a very, very interesting conversation, given that he just resigned in the midst of all of this earlier a couple of months ago. So the Democrats and the Republicans, I think you can expect to see them kind of run the same playbook that they have for the past several days. Democrats very much trying to focus in on the Ukraine call and the relations that Donald Trump had with President Zelensky of the Ukraine, and what he asked, and whether he was, in the opinion of many Democrats, abusing his power. Republicans are going to look to undermine the process, discredit witnesses, and basically say, look, this is a witch hunt, this is a sham, this is a hoax, this whole process is wrong, and try to undermine it in that regard. So don't expect that there's going to be, stylistically and in terms of strategy, a whole lot different than we've had, again, since this impeachment inquiry started last week in a public fashion.
It looks like tomorrow might be the big day for this week.
It's entirely possible. But, you know, every day has an opportunity to have its own kind of bombshell moment. The question is, are Republicans impermeable to any bombshell that may get dropped? And I would say, at least at this juncture, the answer is yes. I don't expect that if this ultimately gets to an impeachment vote where there are articles of impeachment drawn up, which there are not yet, mind you, that there are going to be almost any Republicans who are going to join Democrats in voting for those articles of impeachment. And then what happens? Well, if there are articles of impeachment that are voted on and sent to the U.S. Senate, then the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate is going to ultimately have a trial and a vote to retain Donald Trump as president or remove Donald Trump as president. And again, at this moment in time, there is no evidence whatsoever that Republicans are going to flip on Donald Trump, are going to betray Donald Trump, leave Donald Trump. And it almost is a certainty that Donald Trump will remain president regardless of how this impeachment inquiry and impeachment process goes down.
The president says he's strongly considering testifying in this probe. How likely do you think that is to happen?
There's a possibility. And hey, look, whether you love Donald Trump or you hate Donald Trump, he changes his mind a lot. So what he says today could be different than what it's going to be tomorrow. The indication is that if he does testify, it would not be before the committee in a sit down at a desk, get asked questions to kind of sense. It would be written testimony. So testimony can take a lot of different forms. We've had closed door testimony, which we've had a lot of, where there's a transcript, written testimony where it's sent in, and of course the public testimony that we're seeing right now. So Donald Trump, again, almost certainly would not be testifying in front of the committee in a physically present sense.
Did you see Eric Swalwell's appearance on Hardball last night?
Saw it, heard it. Yes, and it's all the talk of Washington, D.C. here. But, let's focus on, Watergate instead of another thing that ends with gate, as the Twitter hashtag is going on.
Fartgate's trending. All I'm saying is somebody's got to point the finger here at Chris Matthews. Nobody has. How does he skate free in all this?
Well, we don't even know if it was him. I mean, this is like the age-old sixth grade question. You know, was it you or was it you?
Yeah, he who smelt it dealt it. No one smelled it just yet. Dave, thanks so much. It's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity. Donald Trump Jr. is tweeting about that this morning, saying the most intelligible thing to come out of Swalwell in years. I think he meant intelligent, but you get the drift. So that's his tweet from just a few minutes ago.
I'm 8 o'clock.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.